the officials of the country. Another aspect is the non-paper aspect. In fact, there was not any specific document because the talks were verbal and the parliament speaker was informed about the contents of the talks. And the commissions will be informed. And if we are asked, the foreign ministry is prepared to disseminate information and provide the MPs with the necessary documents. Speaking of the complaint by Iran regarding S-300, the delivery of S-300 system, a Russian official had announced that made comments about it. What is the legal process of this file, and is it possible to replace it with another system? The issue has been raised in its generalities in the course of negotiations, and there is the relevant body that our defense officials do have contacts with the counterparts in this regard, and as soon as regarding the file and also the replacement of the contract, as soon as they come up with any concrete results, they will inform you, and I don't have any other news about it right now. With your permission, I want to raise two questions. The Armenian and Azeri forces, they have had severe clashes due to the violation of ceasefire. What sort of help can you provide in order to put an end to such clashes? It was eventually announced in Baku that there will be a halt to aid. How come the talks did not bear any fruits? Regarding your first question, our stance has always been clear, and the issue has been insignificant, and I think there's no need for other parties to get involved, and hopefully through talks, holding talks between the two countries, the issue would be normalized. Regarding the relief committee, as you have witnessed in the past two decades, it was stationed in the Republic of Azerbaijan, and in the initial months of its independence, the relief committee was set up in that country in order to provide aid and have humanitarian aid to the people there, in such a way that senior Azeri officials have always appreciated, including former Azeri president. With respect to the changing conditions there, and also you see there was a change of approach and a decision was adopted in order to terminate the activities of this committee in Azerbaijan. It has been announced, and the relief committee, after two decades of good performance in the field of humanitarian aid, it closed its office. It closed its office in the Republic of Azerbaijan. It was nothing political, and in fact, the people of Azerbaijan have good memories and sweet memories of the performance of the relief committee and its humanitarian performance there. You mentioned that Turkish Prime Minister Mr. Erdogan is going to travel to Tehran today. There were some points possibly raised. One is agreement between Iran and Turkey over the Syrian issue, 8 or 9 paragraph agreement, and also the recent financial corruption in unfolding in Turkey. Are these points going to be raised in the course of talks? It seems that the media seek to put these 2 points on the agenda of the talks, but such topics are not going to be raised at the official level. Regarding the Syrian issue, the Syrian people must make a decision. We have always announced that the Syrian crisis must be resolved through Syrian dialogue and respecting the rights of the Syrian people for determining their fate. Speaking of two other countries adopting a decision about Syria, that this is all has never been raised. And of course, helping regional issues and extending assistance for resolving the issue, that will be raised. But the media, if they are interested to have senior officials discussing these topics, that's a separate point. And that's the, and then I cannot confirm that. After the martyrdom of an Iranian diplomat in Yemen, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution calling on all countries to prevent terrorists from benefiting from such acts, including acts of abduction. Can the adoption of this resolution be considered as a basis for combating terrorism? Regarding what was done by the UN, naturally, only collective efforts by countries can bring about practical results. As the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have been a victim of terrorism, and at the same time, we have called for addressing the root causes of this inhumane phenomenon. And we have expressed our stances in international forums and circles. This collective will must take shape. And if there is a discriminatory approach, terrorism will further spread. And more countries will fall victim to this phenomenon. Therefore, this initial step must be taken, and all countries must pay attention to this point, and more concentration is also needed by the media. The first step taken by the UN, and in line with the proposal by the President regarding the adoption of the resolution, this was a pioneering role by Iran for combating extremism and terrorism. And in this way, we'll be able to take more serious steps forward with other countries, and in this way, have an executive and practical step forward at the regional and international level. In any case, the initial step has been a good one, and we did welcome the view raised in this regard. I have a question about the Iraqi Kurdish officials' tendency for having more economic cooperation with the Iranian nation. Speaking of economic relations with Iraqi Kurdistan, what sort of privileges will be provided, and what is your stance concerning such political and economic relations? Expansion of relations with Iraq in different fields due to our neighborly commonalities, our relations comprehensive relations and there are grounds for further enhancement of these relations. And also this is a sort of relations that can also be defined with other provinces and the Kurds, and the commercial aspects is of significance from our point of view. And we believe that benefiting from the potentials and capacities in Iraq, particularly in the Kurdish region, can be helpful in order to boost cooperation and also facilities for visa, granting visa, and also customs exemptions are on the agenda, are under study, and in order to just reduce the bureaucratic process, and this will contribute to the prosperity of the commercial relations. Thank you.
Well, you've been looking at the press conference out of the foreign ministry with spokeswoman Marzia Afkham, and she covered a range of subjects. Probably one of the main ones, of course, dealing with the Iran nuclear deal, and basically saying that now it's going to be taken to the expert level, and that Iran, there are certain situation. Of course, Iran will not back off their nuclear rights, but again, they will continue to talk about all this on an expert level and are cooperating both sides, hopefully. She talked about various trips upcoming for the Iranian foreign ministry and also possible visits to Iran by various foreign ministers, including the Swedish foreign minister, the Polish foreign minister, and also talk about an upcoming possible upcoming visit of Catherine Ashton. Again, the Syrian situation was touched upon, especially this as the Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan will be visiting Iran today. However, she said that particular subject is not particularly on the agenda, but more they will be talking about expanding ties between Turkey and Iran. Also, other topics talked about in general was neighboring countries' relations with Egypt, relations with Iraq, and also terrorism, and the importance that the Islamic Republic of Iran puts in trying to combat terrorism, and the importance of doing this systematically with all countries who are willing and able to cooperate and try to combat this. She says that combating terrorism requires collective efforts, and those entities that actually say they want to combat terrorism but at the end actually support terrorism should be careful, because of course that could backfire on them and they could find terrorism in their own backyard. Well, that has been a summary of the press conference from the Iranian foreign minister today with spokeswoman Marzia Afkham. Thank you so much for being with us right here at Press TV. And of course, we'll be bringing you more on that story and others in upcoming news bulletins. Stay tuned to us right here at Press TV.